I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle word on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. Softly smile, I know she must be kind. When I look in her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
That was stressful. That was a stressful transition.
We're here in the studio.
Hello. I always have to start it with a little like
musical,
a little riff.
Yeah.
This is Kim and Constantine, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WFO Medford Test Free From Radio. This is Moon Music. I don't even know what the phase of the moon is tonight.
We ditched that.
We kind of ditched that. But you just heard Good Vibrations from by the Beach Boys for like the second time in the past 15 minutes.
Listening for like longer than 15 minutes.
Georgia just played this song.
So sorry, but we're not changing our set.
Sorry, but we're not sorry.
Because we're just playing the Beach Boys tonight.
Yeah, Beach Boys tonight. We watched two movies, Love and Mercy and Long Promise Road. One is like a kind of reenactment of Beach Boys and Brian Wilson's life, and the second is like a documentary interview-ish.
So boy, do we have some beach facts for
you. We have some facts for you. Beach Boys are like top two favorite artists for me, and they've always kind of have been. You know, I'm a California girl.
Yeah.
Like, what can I say?
I can't say I like them as much, to be honest with you, but
definitely appreciate it now.
I definitely appreciate it, and I do think the story is really interesting. So I'm excited to unpack it. Yeah.
So that was Good Vibrations, as I bet you all know. And then next we have some other ones. In My Room from Surfer Girl, and then Lonely Sea from Surfin' USA. So let's get into it, and then we can...
Fun fact, only one of them surfed. Only Dennis surfed.
Yeah, the other ones, like, just liked it.
Yeah.
But they didn't actually know how. Brian was too scared.
All right.
Which is relatable, because I'm from California, and I don't surf, and people are like, hmm?
I've surfed in the Atlantic Ocean. Scary. It's like, it's probably not as scary as it is on the West Coast, but I've also heard it's harder than it is on the West Coast, so who knows?
Yeah, my dad surfs. He's great. Shout out, Dad. I know you guys are listening. So
shout out, Ken.
Yeah. Okay. Well. All right. Goodbye. We'll be back very shortly.
Because these songs are short.
Mm-hmm.
Please tell the truth. You're like the
these songs are very short, so this is gonna catch me off guard.
Yeah, me too.
My dad said, thanks for the call out. Moon is a waxing crescent tonight.
Ooh, thank you.
He said it's perfect music for the moon tonight, so I'll just trust that he's right.
I'll take his word for it.
Yeah. So that was Lonely Sea from the Surfing USA album. It's kind of like, you think of Surfing USA, you think of round, round, get around.
I get around.
Ooh, I get around. Yeah. And like that song is really like not that, and which is a common theme actually.
Yeah, well, funny you mention it. So the way this whole thing started.
Funny you mention it. Mm-hmm.
Is that, what was it now? 3 weeks ago? Yeah, 3 weeks ago, Kim played that song, Lonely Sea, on our show.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked it. So, you know, I was sort of listening to it throughout the week after. And I sort of got to thinking, because I don't know if you... Was it noticeable? I don't know. I'm sort of like sitting...
I don't know if it's noticeable.
I'm sitting on the side of the room.
If you don't have a stereo system.
I'm sitting on the side of the room, so I it was sort of hard to notice, but like when you listen in headphones, or like I'd imagine like in a car or something, everything is in one ear except for the background vocals. So the lead vocal, the guitar, the bass, is that it? What else? Whatever. The drums, they're all in one ear, which is like really weird for a stereo mix.
And then in the other ear.
And in the other ear. So in the left ear, it might be switched. I don't know. I realize that like...
I don't know. But in one ear, whatever.
Brian
Wilson. It's just Brian Wilson. For background, if you don't know this, which I hope most people do, Brian Wilson is like the mostly... He is the lead voice that you hear, and he's kind of like... the composer behind the Beach Boys.
Yep.
And so there's like the Wilson brothers, Dennis Wilson, Brian Wilson, and
Carl
Wilson. And they were kind of like the brothers. And then the rest of them, like Mike Love and whoever else, I don't even remember all
their
names.
Their cousins,
they're
and
like,
their friend. I don't
yeah,
know
cousins, neighbors, childhood friends.
Just two others.
Oh, the other one. Yeah. Cousin and like friend or something. They're a little bit more relevant. Mike Love is a little controversial, but, yeah, so anyways, after that, I was like, well, you know, I love the Beach Boys. I've watched this really great movie called Love and Mercy. It's all about Brian Wilson and his life and like kind of a reenactment of everything. And I watched it alone, and then I watched it with my family like a few years ago. A couple years. And it was like my favorite movie ever. It's a crazy story, but... basically Brian Wilson has schizoaffective disorder, which is like a type of schizophrenia, but it's schizophrenia plus a mood disorder, so like depression or anxiety or bipolar or something like that. And so so it's kind of like worse than schizophrenia.
She's in a psych class.
Yeah, and we just talked about this actually last week. But anyways, and he... like they, you know, the Wilson father was kind of like in charge, and he was a very like abusive, terrible guy. And, that was obviously traumatic. And then Brian Wilson, like did a lot of drugs for a time of his life, like LSD. And then, you know, so just like a crazy artist story, but he's like a genius. He's one of those like guys, you know, like he's come up with all this stuff, like Pet Sounds, one of the great, we're gonna listen to all the Pet Sounds,
we'll take you through it, and we'll have commentary but, along the way.
So anyways do more research. There's too much to talk about in such a short amount of time.
Yeah,
but he's a really interesting guy, and it's a very interesting story. You would never really know if you don't if you don't know, you don't know.
One of the things that really interested me was, like, after the first few albums, like, when they got popular, their dad kind of sort of, like, wanted to take it in the same... like, they wanted to continue... He wanted them to continue in the same direction, making, quote-unquote, hits.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, like, Brian sort of had other ideas, i.e. Pet Sounds.
Yeah.
And everyone else was like, oh, this sucks. And so there was sort of a rift created between him and the other band members. And what I think is so interesting about Lonely Sea, which you heard like probably like 6 or 7 minutes ago at this point, is is like what I was like, what we were describing were like Brian Wilson and like all of his instrumentation, like all of his ideas are in one ear, and like all the band members just sort of like mindlessly singing along, like the background vocals, like very like, it's crazy how well it, like, foreshadowed what was to come.
Yeah, you guys all need to watch Love and Mercy. It really, like, yeah.
I personally enjoyed the documentary more.
I think watching Love and Mercy, though, before, you don't really get the backstory as much.
That's true.
With the documentary. I think it makes you really, like, feel for him if you watch Love and Mercy first. Yeah, I mean, and the lyricism, too, like, is very important. Because you don't really listen to lyrics, but you should listen to the lyrics, because he writes all the lyrics, pretty much.
Yeah, pull them up on Spotify. They have the little thing.
Yeah, listen. Yeah. Okay. All right. Next, this is probably one of my favorite Beach Boys songs, Caroline, No.
So we're getting into the Pet Sounds era.
We're getting into Pet Sounds. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Enjoy the Pet Sounds marathon. That's not the album itself.
Yes. Bye.
Is the girl I used to know? How could you lose that happy glow? Oh, Carolina, who took that look away? I remember how you used to say
the more we talk about it, it only makes it worse to live.
Stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
Teamwork makes the dream work. What?
This mic is pro.
No.
It works. It's not?
I can hear you.
Okay, because I said something and it like.
You went woo.
I know, but it was like.
No, it sounded normal to me.
Oh, it didn't sound normal. It might be these maybe headphones.
Yeah, you have those weird ass, weird headphones on. Weird.
wait, did you not hear that? Are you not hearing
no,
this?
No, I.
Okay, all right. It's just.
No, it sounds normal. that was Pet Sounds. So
Brian wrote that while everyone else was on tour, and he decided he didn't want to be on tour, yeah. So he stayed in LA and worked with a bunch of professional musicians to make that, and they all said mm-hmm. it was like one of the best works of
music. That's like one of the best albums of all played. Time.
Yeah, I think it's like number one. I don't know if it still is, but it was at some point number one on the Rolling Stones top 100 albums of all time.
Yeah, and well, at first it didn't sell at all.
Yeah.
And like Mike Love was all like pouting, and he was like, this is terrible.
And his dad.
And
oh,
his dad.
I know which one Mike Love is.
Yeah, the one with
he's
the hats.
He's that guy.
Yeah, the hat guy.
And the guy who like
He's a Trump guy.
I don't really know. Yeah, he seems like he would be. I'm not saying anything bad. This is a very opinionated show we're having today.
I mean, but it's just whatever. Anyways, yeah, Pet Sounds was very experimental, and he had pets in there. Like
it's true. You heard
those dogs barking.
That train was wild. Yeah. I'm sorry if you like turned on your radio and like thought a train like was we're near a railroad crossing. I doubt that happened to anyone because I don't think that many people listen. Yeah. But,
Yeah.
All right. Well.
Yeah. I mean, well, God only knows. I was just saying. I wish that there was kind of like a, just like Brian and a piano version of that because like. It's just, I don't really like the mix. It's too much. Like, I don't like all the sound. They're making it like the horse, like clip clapping and the jingle bells.
Yeah, the jingle bells.
I mean, the lyrics are so powerful and it's so like, it's such a like personal song for him. So I feel like it should just be like him and a piano, but I guess.
I kind of feel like Pet Sounds is like its own animal, if you will, yeah. Out of their albums.
Ha ha.
Ha ha. That's up there with the thing I said, like, at the beginning of the hour when I said, boy, do we have some beach or something. I said something like that.
I do not remember. Anyway. I do not remember what you said, but I trust you.
Yeah.
Okay. You can
all right, yeah. So
do your thing.
In the spirit of
do your thing.
Brian Wilson, struggling with mental health, I have a PSA for you about chronic fatigue syndrome, which is on one of those pages. So I don't know if you know this. But we have like a big binder of PSAs and it's pretty clear that some of them get read way more often than others. And this is one that like never gets read. So I would not be surprised if you haven't heard this. Chronic fatigue syndrome affects more than 1 million Americans. CFS is real and it is devastating. Visit cdc.gov/CFS for the latest on diagnosis and treatment. Get informed, get diagnosed, get help. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
So, I think Brian Wilson was pretty chronically fatigued at points in his life, which is why.
Yeah. But I brought it up. I don't know. I mean, maybe we should talk about this a little bit, but basically, like the big thing that happened in his life after he was kind of like older, the Beach Boys were kind of out of commission. He like started doing treatment with this like psychotherapist
Dr. Eugene Landy,
and he just like completely messed him up, just drugged out on all these meds that and
totally over medicated him,
misdiagnosed him.
Yeah, like signed him to a bunch of deals,
mm-hmm.
And then like, forced him to
create music and stuff.
And he didn't even write the music. He'd just be like, Brian, I need you to get down here so you can just like play like 5 notes on the piano, and then mm-hmm. like I'll just put in the song and say you made it.
Yeah, and he had like no privacy. He couldn't even see people. But basically, the story is that
he controlled his life effectively.
Yeah. And Brian met his wife at a car dealership, and she basically saved him and like saw what was happening, and then like. Saved his life and like put what's his face in jail or whatever.
I don't think he went to jail,
but
he lost his psychology license.
And they're still married to this day and they have a family and everything, so
good for them.
Yeah, it's very cute. But yeah, let's get back into it. We're doing 3 songs from all different albums. We have Meant For You from Friends. It's a 40-second little song. I just really like it. I Can Hear Music is from the 2020 album. And then Forever from Sunflower.
Yeah.
So, yeah, let's get back into it.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
And then I have some general thoughts.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
As I sit and close my eyes, there's peace in my mind, and I'm hoping that you'll find it too. And these feelings in my heart, I know are meant for you.
Do. right now, baby. I hear the music all the time. I hear the music. I hear the music.
Keep forgetting. What,
sorry about the squeaky chairs.
Yeah, we can't control it. Yeah. So that was.
I like that one a lot.
I know, that's such a sweet song.
Yeah,
it's a great song. I was telling Hossie, it reminds me of John Stamos because of the Full House episode when him and the girl get married, and then they like have the Beach Boys, and there was also one where they like went to Hawaii and the Beach Boys were there, and they did this. I don't know. There's all these like weird Beach Boys Full House crossovers. But I saw the Beach Boys in concert, like, during COVID. It was, like, a...
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was, like, a... Yeah, and that was the whole thing, was because, like, Brian Wilson was, like, this is, like, not okay. And they were all, like, being Trump supporters and stuff, and, like, I don't know. And,
One more mention of that man, and we're going to have to log political discussion.
I know, I'm not going to say it anymore, but, we were, like, had to sit in our cars and stuff, but, yeah, he was... John Stamos was there, so that was weird. But anyways... Those songs are kind of just some random picks that we like. I mean, I can hear music is like important because literally Brian Wilson could hear music in his brain, and then he just would hear a song and then like play it, and then that's,
which is pretty cool.
Would be the new, like, that's the, yeah.
That's kind of like Beethoven-esque.
Yeah, it is. I mean,
because he was deaf.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, he's, yeah, definitely plays into that.
Yeah,
schizo affective, like,
yeah,
he's hearing things.
So okay, so I was kind of thinking, like, I feel like I just like I don't get their music as much as other people do. Like I appreciate it, mm-hmm. and like I see what people like about it. But even like knowing that, like I don't really like it that much myself.
Yeah.
And I wonder if it's like context, because they're like a very California band.
Yeah.
Like everything they did is like California, and like you grew up there, so like you might have grown up around it, or it might have been like the vibe, and like maybe I just don't get the vibe, you know?
I think, like, personally for me, like, I mean, I remember growing up, my grandparents would always play the Beach Boys, like,
oh, that's nice.
Outside, like, we'd be swimming in their pool and stuff, and they'd always have the Beach Boys on, so I knew all those, like the Surfin' USA Beach Boys, right. And then I kind of took a more deep dive. Actually, Disney Girls...
I like that song.
I know, which we're not playing.
Put it on. We can do it.
I'll just put it on like in the background, actually.
Oh yeah.
Of this right now.
That the bridge of that song is like one of the prettiest moments in Beach Boys music.
Is this Aux 1?
No. Is it? Doesn't sound like it. This is it, yeah.
I have to log this. But this is probably the Beach Boys song that like maybe be like, wait, they have some like different stuff, and like
it's pretty, it's very pretty,
it's really pretty,
it's cute,
yeah. Here. I'm gonna like turn this off for a second.
Yeah.
I also just really loud. It's such a good song.
It's really pretty.
All
the major seventh chords just float you.
Yeah, but Yeah, so Disney Girls kind of got me into like the Surf's Up album, which is like what we're going to be on next, yeah. Which is a crazy album.
Crazy album.
It's a crazy album. And the album cover the is album like cover is crazy. Wild.
Honestly, hot take, the album cover is crazier than the album.
Yeah, it is pretty crazy.
I was
like,
expecting a little bit more.
All of their old album, like it's crazy.
Yeah.
Like you don't even, it's obvious like what it means. And like, I mean, literally like, okay.
Like, look at it.
Like, look at it. Like, I mean, and like Surf's Up being the like, it's just like, it's very.
Yeah. Sounds like Time's Up.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, I mean, it is.
Very
yeah.
intentionally. Yeah.
So anyways, we're going to play Long Promise Road, Till I Die, and The Day in the Life of a Tree, which is pretty crazy. And then I don't
know that one.
I know. I don't know if we'll have time for Surf's Up at the end, but the Surf's Up song is actually not that great. But the whole album is great. I don't know. But anyways, okay, let's get into it so we don't. Yeah, we'll be back in a little bit-ish. Yeah. Okay, bye-bye.
So hard to answer futures riddle when ahead is seeming so far behind. So hard to laugh a childlike giggle when the tears start to torture my mind. So hard to shed the life of before, to let my soul automatically soar, but I hit hard at the battle that's confronting me. Life's a revelation if the mind speaks of only today. So real the pain of growing in soul, of climbing up to reality's goal, but I hit hard at the battle that's confronting me. Starts at dawn, carries on to the season's ending. Long promised road flows to the source, gentle force, never ending. So hard to lift the jeweled scepter when the weight turns a smile to a frown. So hard to drink of passion nectar when the taste of life's holding me down. So hard to plant the seed of reform, to set my sights on defeating the storm. So I hit hard at the battle that's confronting me.
Yeah.
I really like that one.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't. I mean, I've heard it before because I listened to the album a few times.
Lots of imagery and metaphors.
Yeah,
I'm a cork in the ocean.
Yeah, I'm a leaf on a windy day. I'm a rock in a landslide.
You remember them?
Yeah. Yeah, I will say, like lyrically, like this is totally the type of music that I'm like attracted
mm-hmm.
to.
Mm-hmm. Okay, loner.
I just don't think like. I don't think, like, especially now, like, 50 years after, or even, like, yeah, like, 50 years after this was made, like, there's so much music like this. Like, in other words, or not in other words, because I didn't even say it yet, the sound is deceiving. Like, mm-hmm. the instruments are very, like, I would consider them upbeat, but the lyrics are very much not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's kind of the whole thing.
Yeah, I think that's what like catches me off guard with it, and that's why yeah. I don't fully get it. Because like
that's
I,
so many Beach Boys songs too. Like,
yeah,
back like so many of them have little like lyrics in them. And we're like, wait, what? And it's yeah. just like everything is a peer into like how depressed he is. Yeah. Like and he's that, not okay.
It makes it really interesting. Yeah. Like I love Radiohead, as you know, as yeah, the listeners right. may not know, which is why I say it again. But like Radiohead is like. A lot of the same ideas, but they're like presented in a much like darker instrumentally way. In yeah. a much darker world. Yeah, that's a good way of putting it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you think they just like didn't know how to like use their instruments no. in a way that no, wasn't like this or like?
I mean, I think.
What do like, you think? Like they wanted to be popular.
They didn't. Yeah. I mean, it was like I think he was. He didn't. I don't know. I mean, he just like. The lyrics are seem very personal to him
yeah.
overall, and I think that's just like what came to mind.
Because
I think this is definitely on purpose for it to be upbeat and like.
Oh, interesting.
And but
because I could sort of see it being because like they're in California and they're sort of surrounded by this entire like culture and like style of music that's like upbeat and like they don't know how to like make something that's not upbeat and like still make it popular.
I think Brian Wilson knows how to make something. Not, I think he knows.
Really, I'm not sure because even his solo stuff that came after, it's still sort of
he's
like
just
this.
Too old. I don't know. He was just too old in his soul. I don't know. Well, maybe you're right.
That's what I'm sort of getting at.
But
I don't
like,
know.
I think it's just kind of like a hidden message. Like there's yeah. always like hidden messages, but they, you know, he had to please all these people. Still, it wasn't music for him.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I could see it as sort of like a men like. Not talking about their feelings kind of thing and like yeah. not knowing how to like express.
Yeah. Stuff. Okay. Let's get into it. A Day in the Life of the Tree. I don't think anyone freaking knows this song.
I think this is going to be our last one.
Probably our last one. It will be our last one.
Yeah. This
but
has been.
It's a really interesting song. So listen to the lyrics. It's really weird. Yeah. But yeah, Surf's Up. But yeah, this is Kim and Constantine.
You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I think it's pretty cool that we just did like a fully like research show, even if we didn't present it like.
Yeah, we tried our best. We don't have that much time, so yeah. you know what I mean? So, like,
it's
yeah,
also
we tried
like,
our best.
It's hard to make it sound organic and, like, also make sure you're covering all the bases.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Bye.
See you next week. So tall through wind and
and rain I could not follow. But now my branches suffer and my leaves don't offer poetry to men of song. Trees like me weren't meant to live if all